Wilson, brother and sister. Wellington, New Zealand, May 4, 1893. Mr. and Mrs. Wilson Napier, New Zealand. May I not claim you as brother and sister in Jesus Christ? I have not slept since 3 o'clock, and at 3:30 I arose, and after seeking the Lord in prayer, I begin writing to you. A few nights since my mind was much troubled, in contemplating what we could do to get the truth before the people in these large cities. We are sure if they would only hear the message, some would receive the truth and in their turn communicate it to others. The ministers warn their congregations and say it is dangerous doctrine that is presented, and if they go out to hear, they will be deceived and deluded with this strange doctrine. The prejudices would be removed if we could get the people out to hear. We are praying over this matter and believe that the Lord will make a place for the messages of warning and instruction to come to the people in these last days. One night, I seemed to be in a council meeting where these matters were being talked over. And a very grave, dignified man said, "You are praying for the Lord to raise up men and women of talent to give themselves to the work. You have talent in your midst which needs to be recognized." Several wise propositions were made, and then words were spoken in substance as I write them. He said, "I call your attention to the singing talent which should be cultivated. For the human voice in singing is one of God's entrusted talents to be employed to His glory. The enemy of righteousness makes a great account of this talent in his service, and that which is the gift of God to be a blessing to souls is perverted, misapplied, and serves the purpose of Satan. This talent of voice is a blessing if consecrated to the Lord to serve His cause. Carry Gribble has talent, but it is not appreciated. Her position should be considered, and her talent will attract the people, and they will hear the message of truth. Carrie has much to learn, but if she consecrates herself to God, He will be to her a present help when she is tempted. If she will give herself unreservedly to God, she will be an efficient worker. She needs wise instructors who understand how to deal with human minds. She has made mistakes, yet the Lord loves her. She will need to be placed under favorable circumstances, where she will develop Christlikeness in character. Some things were spoken, I feel no liberty to write. Carrie must not remain in the position as cook in the Bible school. I am desirous that she shall have the advantages of the school the coming term. She greatly desires this and must have it. The Bible studies will be a great help to her to prepare for Bible reading work. If she is entirely relieved from all responsibility and has an opportunity to rest up and not be so much on her feet, if her life habits and practices are completely changed, she may improve greatly, her voice return to her in its fullness, and receiving educational advantages, she may become qualified to do the very work the Lord would have her do in His service. While she has received as a legacy unfavorable traits of character, she has most valuable and lovely traits of character, and should be associated with those who will appreciate and understand how to deal with her to develop the favorable and lovely qualities, and not pursue a course which will stir up and strengthen the unfavorable disposition she has inherited. Much wisdom should be exercised by those who are brought in close connection with her, not to use flattery which would be poison to the soul, but to show a sanctified and tender, motherly and sisterly regard for her, and gain her confidence through the love that is expressed for her soul. Jesus loves Carrie. Her case is not at all difficult to manage. When she loses self-control and speaks words that are passionate, then those connected with her should be silent and should not take up a line of reproof or argument or condemnation. Repentance will come very soon. The silence that is golden will do more for this case than all the words that can be uttered. I know that there must be a change for Carrie at once. She must not use up her strength over the cook stove. When she is wearied and nervous, then the enemy brings his power to bear upon her, and she should not be placed where she will become a physical wreck. Satan would be only too well pleased to harass and destroy her soul. She must not be connected with anyone who has not wisdom to deal with tempted human minds. One thing I know, that in all cases similar to that of this poor child's, whom Satan has tried to sift as wheat, the words of Jesus to Peter are appropriate. Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. Luke 22, verse 31-32. Jesus rejoices in spirit when he sees Satan is repulsed from his commanding position, and that he no more controls the mind and will of the human agent. Carrie has been in imminent peril through manifold temptations, but Jesus Christ has had the tenderest sympathy for this child, and the Lord has sent his angels to protect and guard her from a life of wretchedness. Jesus Christ has purchased her, paying the ransom money for her soul. She is his property. I need not present before you the self-denial, the self-sacrifice, the humiliation and crucifixion of the Son of God, which was the redemption price of a lost world. This we need to contemplate, that we may better estimate the value of the human soul. As we view the agonies Christ endured, then we shall consider every soul of value that cost Jesus Christ so much. The love of Jesus for these souls cannot be measured. It is not only the small portion who accept of Christ that he died to save. No, he came to save every son and daughter of Adam. He came not to seek and save those who were faultless and lovely, but he came to seek and save them that are lost. Jesus said, "I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Matthew 9, verse 13. He is the true shepherd, ever ready to leave the flock gathered into the fold and to go out into the wilderness to seek for the lost sheep. And he calls for his living human agents to cooperate with the divine. We want every talent, every ability, and God-given power to be exercised in this great work. Ye are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Our work is to uplift, to try to save the souls that are ready to perish. Eternal life is worth everything to us.